Good afternoon to everyone. My name is Sapne Sharma, and in my previous audio lecture, I have discussed about the basics of biosensor, component of biosensor, principle, and different types of biosensor. So, in this lecture, we will be discuss about the enzyme-based sensor or enzymatic biosensor. So, as we all know that a biosensor consists of two main components, a bioreceptor and a transducer. The bioreceptor is component of a biomolecule's recognition element, such as an enzyme, an antibody, a protein receptor, DNA, or whole cells, that recognizes the target analyte, whereas the transducer converts the recognition events into a measurable signal, such as electrical, optical, thermal, and so on. A typical biosensor construct also normally incorporates signal processing element or detector, which amplify or process the signal and a display of the final result. The specificity of every biosensor is ultimately dictated to the specificity of the bioreceptor molecule used. Enzymes have been the most widely used bioreceptor molecules in biosensor application. Enzymes are proteins that act as catalyst for biochemical reaction. The activity is determined by their chemical composition and 3D structure. An enzyme is capable of recognizing only a specific substrate and therefore is able to catalyze only a specific chemical reaction. In terms of the mechanism used in catalysis, enzyme can be categorized in 6 classes. Among these classes, oxidoreductase, which catalyze oxidation-reduction reaction of the substrate via transfer of hydrogen or electrons, are the most analytically useful enzymes in biosensor application. The popularity of enzyme as bioreceptor molecule in biosensor is due to the many reasons. First one, the large number of enzymatic reactions that can be exploited for analytical purposes. The wide array of detectable species, in addition to direct detection of substrate and product of enzymatic reaction. Inhibitors, the compound that inhibit the enzymatic reaction. And mediator, compound that enhance the catalytic activity. It can be monitored indirectly. The third one is the flexibility of detection. Different types of transduction, like electrochemical, optical, thermal, can be used to detect the analyte of interest. Fourth, the low consumption of enzymes, since they are not consumed during the analysis. Next, the high selectivity of enzymatic reaction. And the last and not the least, the commercial availability of enzymes at high purity. So after all these advantages of using an enzyme for the biosensor, there is also some disadvantages are available. So the disadvantage of using enzymes in biosensor devices are: enzymes are bulky proteins, and often the active site of the enzymes is not readily accessible to the substrate. Therefore, the activity of enzyme is reduced. Second one, Enzymes have an inherently limited lifetime and can be deactivated by components in the sample or by extreme chemical or physical condition prevailing in the sample. Therefore, biosensors exhibit only limited long-term stability. The third one is the enzymatic activity is depend on pH, ion strength, chemical inhibitors and temperature. And most importantly, the cost of some commercial enzyme is often high. Oh, so a common enzymatic reaction forming the basis of biosensor and food diagnostic are oxidation reduction reaction, for example, the use of alcohol oxidase enzyme which convert ethanol to acetaldehyde in presence of oxygen, glucose oxidase, lactose oxidase and so on. Historically, the first biosensor was described by Clark and Leon in 1962 when the term enzyme electrode was actually adopted. The development of enzyme biosensor involves first, selection of a suitable enzyme, second, selection of a suitable immobilization method, third, selection of suitable transducer, fourth, optimization of the biosensor in terms of dynamic range, linearity and minimization of interferences. Next one is packing of biosensor and commercialization. The features of an ideal biosensor are it should be wide applicability, it should have wide applicability to many sample matrices, high accuracy and precision, excellent sensitivity and specificity, it has wide dynamic range, rapid response time and real-time monitoring, it should be high operational and physical robustness. It means insensitivity to variation of pH, ionic strength, temperature, pressure, etc. Long-term stability, lifetime and reliability and many more. So as we observed earlier, a main requirement for a biosensor is that the bioreceptor must be placed in close proximity to the transducer. In enzymatic biosensor, this is normally achieved by immobilization of the enzyme on the surface of the transducer. Immobilized enzyme offers some unique advantages in comparison with soluble enzymes. Immobilized enzymes offer some unique advantages. So what are the unique advantages? They are, the immobilized enzyme showed reproducibility and low consumption of the enzyme. The same amount of immobilized enzyme can be used repeatedly for several measurements, ensuring high short time reproducibility and low consumption. Stability. In case of stability, in many cases, enzymes are stabilized by the immobilization process being active at a wider range of condition. If we talk about the simplicity, the analysis procedure is simplified and analysis time shortened because the use of additional solution is not required. Or The next property is sensitivity. So since the transduction step is performed in situ, the detected species is not able to diffuse away from the transducer, enhancing the sensitivity. When ideal, so what are the ideal immobilization method which we should be used for the immobilized an enzyme for using as a biosensor or for using in a biosensor? So an ideal immobilization method should ensure first one is chemical stability. The activity of the enzyme over time should remain constant. Second one is protection. The catalytic activity of enzyme should not be affected by matrix components. Third one is mechanical stability. The immobilized enzyme should remain tightly bound to the surface of the transducer. So there are mainly five types of methods are available for the immobilization of enzyme. First, as we know, as we all know, that entrapment, adsorption, covalent, cross-linking method of immobilization, and affinity. So since the type of immobilization method affect the analytical characteristic of enzymatic biosensor, which are the analytic characteristics such as sensitivity, accuracy, precision, lifetime, etc. The development of suitable immobilization strategies is of critical importance. So there are five main immobilization methods: absorption, entrapment, cross-linking, covalent bonding, and affinity attachment. So on the help of these methods, advantages or disadvantages of these methods. First, we keep in our mind that what are the most favorable method for our enzyme, and then we'll pick a method and use for it the immobilization process. Now, after completing the bioreceptor component of enzymatic biosensor, now comes on types of transducer, which is the second most important component of the enzymatic biosensor. So the majority of existing enzymatic biosensor are based on either electrochemical, such as amperometric or potentiometric, or optical transduction, while other types of transducer like thermal or piezoelectric are less frequently used. So our mostly used transducers for enzymatic biosensors are optical transducers or electrochemical transducers. The principle of these techniques, electrochemical biosensor can operate in turbid environment, exhibit satisfactory sensitivity, have low power requirement, and are suitable for miniaturization. The two most important classes of electrochemical transducer for biosensing include the amperometric and potentiometric devices. Amperometric transduction is based on the application of suitable potential to the working electrode, which initiates oxidation or reduction of the electroactive species. The resulting current is proportional to concentration of the target species. Enzymatic reaction often generates chemical species, for example, hydrogen peroxide, NADH, quinine, that can be measured by amperometry. Okay, in biosensors of the first generation, the reactant or product of enzymatic reaction diffuses to the transducer and causes the response. In second generation of biosensor, intermediate compound called mediator are utilized to transfer electron between the enzyme and transducers. Mediators can be immobilized on the surface of the transducer together with the enzyme. In case of third generation biosensor, direct electron transfer is possible between the active side of enzymes and the transducer without the need of mediator. So, electrodes are usually made of noble metal and different form of carbon, like carbon paste, glassy carbon, carbon fiber, nanotubes, etc. Next is potentiometric transducer. In potentiometry, the potential developed across an ion selective membrane forming part of an indicator electrode is measured against a reference electrode. The relationship between membrane potential and the concentration of the target species is governed by the Nernst equation. Enzymatic potentiometric biosensors are conveniently fabricated by immobilizing the enzyme on the surface of non-selective membrane. Optical enzymatic biosensor can be used. The next one is optical enzymatic biosensor that can be used in combination with different types of spectroscopic techniques, including absorption, fluorescence, and chemiluminescence. The enzyme commonly applied in optical biosensor are oxidases and oxidoreductases. For example, that catalyzes the oxidation of compound using oxygen or NAD. Esterases, which produce acids, decarboxylases, which produce carbon dioxide, and so many. Many enzymatic sensors for the determination of organophosphorus pesticide are based on the use of acetylcholine esterase, an enzyme involved in neurochemical reaction, which is inhibited by pesticide. Acetylcholine esterase can be immobilized in optical fiber biosensor, and detection is based on the measuring the pH change caused by release of acetic acid using pH sensing dyes. Chemiluminescence sensor, in which the analyte induces emission of light on interaction with a bioreceptor, can also be used. The popular chemiluminescence reaction between luminol and hydrogen peroxide, catalyzed by horseradish peroxidase, has served as the basis for different biosensor. Electrochemiluminescence biosensor system mainly include detection of NADH using hydrogenase and hydrogen peroxide using oxidase. Since many electrons can produce hydrogen peroxide during their substrate-specific enzymatic reaction, electrochemiluminescence enzyme biosensor are made possible by coupling the luminol light emitting reaction with enzyme catalyzed reaction generating hydrogen peroxide. So, with the help of this, we can detect different analyte what we want. So, after knowing different types of bioreceptors that we use in enzymatic reaction and transducers, different types of transducers which involve in the enzymatic biosensor. So after this we comes on what is the importance of enzymatic biosensor. So finally now comes on applications, which is the most important part of this. So first application of enzymatic biosensor. What is the connection of enzymatic biosensor and the food industry? So current analytical methods in food industry are laborious, expensive, usually slow and require bulky instrumentation. However, the food industry require pocket-sized device capable of fast on-site measurements of undiluted sample during the production and or processing of food or for quality control purpose. Most of these drawbacks can be conveniently addressed by enzymatic biosensor. Enzymatic biosensor are used to measure food ingredients such as sugar, acid, amino acids, inorganic acids, alcohol and carbohydrates, contaminants like heavy metals, residues of pesticide, food additives, an indicator of food freshness. The utility of enzymatic biosensor in food analysis has been so after knowing variety of properties of these biosensor, how these enzymatic biosensor can help in food industry, so the different applications are, so biosensor for an analysis of main food components. The first one is sugar component. The electrochemical biosensor are often used for sugar detection. In these devices, either single or multiple enzymes are immobilized directly on different types of electrochemical transducer using a variety of methods. So the most common biosensor, enzymatic biosensor, is glucose biosensor, are important in monitoring fermentation process and in the dairy, wine, beer and sugar industry. Detection of glucose is based on biosensor that utilize glucose oxidase, which catalyzes the oxidation of glucose into gluconic acid. Usually the hydrogen peroxide produced is monitored. The second, similarly, glucose detection, we can also detect the fructose. Fructose is a monosaccharide found in three main forms in food, as free fructose, in sucrose, or as fructans or oligosaccharide. Because of its high sweetening ability compared to sucrose and glucose, fructose is used as a diet sweetener in diabetic foods. Enzyme electrodes for fructose determination are often based on defructose 5 dehydrogenase using an electron acceptor serving as an electrochemical mediator such as ferrocene or ferricyanide. An improved amperometric biosensor has been used for determination of defructose in some food samples. So next one is sugar detection. Sugar or sucrose. Sucrose determination requires a multi-enzymatic system in which sucrose is first hydrolyzed to fructose and glucose by enzyme invertase. Then this fructose and glucose further treated with glucose oxidase. And fructose dehydrogenase. So by these enzymes we can detect the amount of sucrose in the food sample. The next one is lactose. Lactose is the main disaccharide present in milk, and its contained is closely related to the quality of milk and dairy product. It is hydrolyzed by the enzyme of beta-galactosidase to galactose and glucose. Galactose can be further oxidized to galactohexodiadose. After the measurement of these sugars, next we can measure the acids in food samples. So organic acid constitute another important class of main food component. Optical, electrochemical and calorimetric biosensor can be used for their detection. Lactic acid is an indicator for the fermentative processes and is related to the freshness, stability and storage quality of several products such as tomato sauce, fruits, juices, wines and milk. Okay, so after this, next we detect the amino acid content. The presence of the amino acid in foods is associated with a decrease in protein digestibility, thus affecting the bioavailability of essential amino acid and seriously impair the nutritional value of the food. The amino acids are also generally considered to be important marker of bacterial contamination of food products. So D amino acid oxidase is a peroxisomal enzyme containing FAD as a cofactor that is expressed in a wide range of the species from yeast to human, but not in bacteria nor in plants. Its function is to catalyze the oxidative or deamination of diisomers of amino acid to be corresponding to oxo acid and ammonia. During this step, the FAD is reduced and catalytic cycle is complete through its reoxidation by oxygen to yield hydrogen peroxide. So L-amino acid can be determined using L-amino acid oxidase, while enzymatic biosensor for specific amino acid can be developed using immobilization of L-glutamate oxidase and D-glutamate dehydrogenase on amperometric transducers. So after measuring the amino acid, we can also measure the alcohol. So the determination and control of ethanol is important in brewing, wine making and distilling industries. Text regulation also requires exact determination of ethanol content, especially in spirit. Ethanol biosensors are based mainly on immobilized alcohol oxidases or dehydrogenases catalyze the reaction in which ethanol is converted to acetaldehyde with the help of alcohol dehydrogenase. and in presence of alcohol, oxidized ethanol is converted into the acetaldehyde and hydrogen peroxide. Biosensor, enzymatic biosensor, apart from food industry, enzymatic biosensor also used for the detection of contaminants. For example, of pesticide. Pesticides are chemical used in agricultural production to destroy or control weeds, insects, fungi, and other pests. Pesticides are considered to be some of the most dangerous contaminants. In enzyme inhibition based pesticide biosensor, the biological receptors are usually choline esterase, such as acetylcholine esterase, butyrylcholine esterase, or urease. For instance, acetylcholine esterase catalyzes the reaction in which acetylcholine converted into the choline and acetic acid. Organic phosphate and carbamate pesticides selectively inhibit choline esterase by blocking the serine in the active side. So the pH variation produced by the acid formation can be measured using electrochemical methods such as potentiometry. The pH change can also be measured using pH sensitive spectrophotometric indicator or pH sensitive fluorescence indicator. We can also detect the other contaminant such as heavy metals. Heavy metals and their ions are ubiquitous and by definition are metals having atomic weight between 63.5 and 200.6 gram per mole and a specific gravity greater than 5 gram cubic centimeter. The even in small concentration, they are a threat to the environment and human health because they are non-biodegradable. Metal leaching from eating utensil and cookware lead to metallic contamination of food and water. Additional source of hazardous exposure are metallic constituents of pesticide and therapeutic agents. The commonest operational strategy in heavy metal biosensor is inhibition of enzymatic activity based on the interaction of metal ions with exposed thiol or methyl thiol group of the enzyme amino acid. Different enzymes such as acetylcholine esterase, alkaline phosphatase, urease, invertase, peroxidase, L-lactate dehydrogenase have been used for this detection. The inhibition of the immobilized enzyme can be detected via electrochemical like amperometric, potentiometric, conductometric or optical measurement. Heavy metal enzymatic biosensor exhibit the same weakness as pesticide biosensor but are useful for fast screening purposes. We can also estimate the food freshness or anti-nutrients additives with the help of enzymatic biosensors. So after this lecture we briefly the future perspective we should know about the enzymatic biosensor. So this work has demonstrated the wide applicability of enzymatic biosensor in food diagnostic, multiplexed multi-detection of several analyte is a promising field of the research. Although there is a vast number of research articles on biosensor, only a few commercial devices are available. These devices are mainly based on the use of oxidases and oxygen or hydrogen peroxidase mediated detection. The development of commercial enzymatic biosensor at a large scale must tackle some important challenges such as the limited lifetime of enzyme, standardization in calibration, long-term stability, portability, elimination of interference by using advanced immobilization protocol, and so on. Thank you.